seriously. How the f*** are you going to do that?
Welcome to How the Bleep We Would Do It, a podcast where we take a property, dissect it with our sometimes professional eyes, and tell you how the bleep we would do it. I am, it's me, Sean. This is Thomas Adventure 2 and Walu Mason. And we're going to tell you how we do.
Here we go, on the rails, but you know it's time to raise our sails.
A Sonic and Mario crossover game.
Feels nice to be back. Feels like it's been forever since we've done the last one.
Considering some of our recording schedule, yeah, it has been a while since we've done a How You Do It.
Because the last one was Batman, wasn't it?
Yeah, that would have been the last one.
Yeah, this is another one that's kind of different than what we usually do. Because we haven't really pitched a crossover.
We haven't.
No. And part of why we like to do these tarot things is sometimes just pitch ideas and talk about franchises we love that maybe we don't have any individual thing we want to talk about. But one of the things is doing kind of the hypotheticals when we did the film noir. And now this, you know, we may have played Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games and then been like, spent way too much time talking about those franchises and what we want to do.
And about halfway through the conversation, I'm just like, fuck, well, do we want to pitch a crossover?
Now we know what we're doing next.
Yeah, and yes, we very much wanted to talk about a crossover game.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. Clearly not as excited as one of us who dressed for the occasion with a Mario shirt and then a Sonic button-up on top of it. If I would have known, I didn't realize there was a dress code.
Thomas is a man.
For this for 26 years.
A man prepared. I think both of these franchises, no surprise to anyone that's listened to any episode of our podcast, we love Mario, we love Sonic. So it's just been one of those things that, like, the inevitable crossover when it did happen with the Olympic Games, now what's next is really the question for a lot of it. Like, will they do it again? Because it doesn't seem like the Olympic Games are coming anymore. No. And so what will they do next? What partnership will Sega and Nintendo figure out? And, well, we're going to be here to really dig into that.
Because it's
Sega and Nintendo are keen to cross over with other shit nowadays.
Yeah.
Sega literally, like, yesterday, I think, just announced across a partnership with Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Done, like, I mean, not obviously Sega things have crossed over before, but they've had so many damn deals. And then Nintendo has obviously done their Ubisoft crossovers recently.
They've done their stuff with Rabbids, even before that with the, what's it, Hyrule Legends?
When they let the Dynasty Warriors.
Hyrule Warriors, yes.
Yeah, Dynasty Warriors guys do the Legend of Zelda stuff.
And then there was the what's it called? Crypt of the Necro Dancer.
Crypt of the Necro Dancer.
Yeah, that had a Zelda crossover. They've been starting to get, you know, friendly with other studios. They just,
and we know Nintendo also has just a great relationship from what it seems with Microsoft these days. So yeah, they both have the ability to go out and work with other big entities and make crossover events. And but they weren't always that way.
Oh no.
Especially Sega and Nintendo.
Sega and Nintendo in the 90s, my God.
Normally we spend a lot of this first episode kind of talking and describing about the history of a certain, property. But honestly, you've probably heard us talk about the history of both Sonic and Mario multiple times now.
We've had history Sonic How the Bleep We Doing episode, and we did a Mario retrospective not too long ago.
So we
have very much covered our bases there.
Yeah, so I think the best place for us to do this first episode is kind of to talk about that rivalry and how it kind of changed the landscape of video games and until the eventual one of them died.
It's very interesting because, you know, up until 91, Nintendo basically had no rivals. There were other consoles and companies at the time, but there might as well not have been.
In the home console market, yeah, they had no rivals.
In the home console market in the 80s, it was basically just the Nintendo Entertainment, at least in America. You know, in other places, the Master System? Is that it? The Sega Master System was around at the same time as the NES, and in other parts of the world, it fared a little bit better. But over here, it was Nintendo or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then 91 rolls around, and the Genesis comes out around this. Was the Genesis before or after the Super Nintendo?
They were right around the same time.
A little before, but
yeah, I think it was a little bit before because Nintendo takes their time with their consoles.
So right as when Nintendo is coming out with their next coming console, the Super Nintendo, which was pretty, it was pretty much unheard of at this time for like a company to like upgrade. Like it had kind of been a thing, but it wasn't really a thing until now. So it's like you've got this whole new Nintendo console, and then out of basically nowhere, Sega barges in with the Genesis, and suddenly there's choices.
Yeah, and not at first. It wasn't a big choice at first because, I mean, let's be honest, sure, Sega may be cheaper, but Nintendo has Mario. There's no one that can compete with Mario, not a single person. Hey, what's that blue fuck? And Sonic the Hedgehog was born, and thus a rivalry that would span the rest of the 90s, basically.
Mm-hmm. I think what makes Sonic's creation so interesting is that I can't think of any other mascot character that was made to directly compete with another one, like to be their version of that character. Like there, you know, obviously other mascot comparisons in the past. You have like Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny, but neither one of those characters were created specifically to combat the other. It just sort of happened.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic is different. Sonic was made specifically to compete with Mario and Nintendo,
mm-hmm.
that makes him different.
And you can see that just from the attitudes. Mario is very much your stereotypical hero. He's nice, he's gentle, he saves the princess, he beats the dragon. He's a knight in shining overalls. Meanwhile,
you didn't come up with that.
No, I didn't.
Of course.
I didn't.
Anyways, moving on.
Meanwhile, Sonic was very much, he was a product of the 90s. He was a rebellious teenager. He didn't save the princess. He was too cool for that shit. Instead of stopping a fairy tale dragon, he stopped an evil scientist. He was very much kind of that punk sensibility of the 90s wrapped up in a character.
Yeah. He matched the tone of that era, I think.
Mm-hmm.
More than Mario did. Like, Mario doesn't really have, like, a specific era tied to him, I think. No.
You could argue maybe late 90s.
Possibly, but, like,
With 64 and kind of what it... And I understand, you know, like, for the, maybe the culture, not necessarily, but for, you know, as big as the rival systems were in the late 90s, the most talked about video game was Mario 64. So,
yeah,
you know, I could definitely say that like the late 90s almost, but yeah, I agree that like kind of culturally Mario doesn't really have an era that fits him.
Yeah. You wouldn't look at Mario and immediately, at least nowadays, I think you wouldn't look at Mario now and think that is a product of the 80s.
No.
Like the only way that you would think that is if you saw like the 8-bit version of Mario, you're like, okay, that's 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but Sonic is, I think, more tied to that era. And even like coming out of the 90s and into the 2000s, most of like every time a new era, a new decade of Sonic happens, they kind of mold the decade around him in a way. The games from the 2000s are very 2000s.
Well, it's again that difference between Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny. Mickey Mouse, Mario, is a very moldable character. He can be put in basically any scenario. Bugs Bunny, or Sonic, really isn't. He always has that one defined personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not that Mario does. Mario does have a personality, but Sonic has just a bigger one.
That's true. I think that nails it right on the head, is that, like, Mario is probably, you could put him in any scenario, and it would make sense, and he would be the same character. Sonic would mold around to it. But I do think that Sonic's universe is more moldable to genres than Mario is to genres.
No, I do.
I think on that, but yeah, they both are, that's one of the things that's very similar about them both, is that from that rivalry, is that they are really, you know, in a lot of ways the same thing. It just with very different story, very different, like, the way they were created and everything, but they are very much that product that we got in the 90s of, you know, Sonic is going to go fast and Mario is going to make his way through, hitting every brick along the way.
if you boil down both of these characters down to, like, the very basic essence of what they are, they're not that different.
No.
In any way. They're both
ultimately kind of stereotypical heroes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're both kind, they're both nice, they both do shit.
But the more stuff that you pack onto them, the different ingredients that you throw into each, they're gonna become different. They become different things.
Yeah, and I think that's where the amazingness that the rivalry was between Sega and Nintendo in the 90s, mm-hmm, is that they both were around a very similar object, a similar character, a similar creation. And they then, you know, Sega became more known with kind of like the hyper-violent stuff on the Genesis and what they would do that Nintendo don't.
stuff like their port of Mortal Kombat or like Ultimate, mm-hmm, Beast. What was
Castlevania Bloodlines.
Mm-hmm. Castlevania Bloodlines. What was that fantasy 2D beat 'em up with the little guy.
Golden Axe,
thank, mm-hmm, you. Stuff like that.
Yeah, they kind of were more of the mature system, but in a lot of ways, Sonic wasn't necessarily that. Yeah, kind of later on, there are a lot more mature things that will happen in Sonic games. Shadow will wield a gun, for example, you know, and things like that. Mm-hmm. But they are still, at their core, both meant for a younger, you know, a youngish audience.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, like, that rivalry was like pitting Sega's adults versus Nintendo's kids, you know, a lot of the time, and being like, but, like, you know, yeah, but kids game, they better, you know, or, you know, fighting back, like, no, I want more blood, it better. And it was a very interesting rivalry that born out of it that doesn't necessarily reflect on Sonic and Mario, despite the fact that they are, like, the bitterest of rivals when it comes to, like, head-to-head sales and things like that.
Yeah. Certainly, it's interesting to look at it as, like Nintendo and Sega are like the parents trying to tell each other why their child is better. Meanwhile, I feel like the children themselves would actually get along a lot better then.
Yeah, it was always one of those things where the classic schoolyard debate: who would win in a fight between Mario and Sonic?
Yes.
Who, once when they have their brutal, drawn out 30-minute fucking fight in a field, because this is suddenly directed by Zack Snyder.
With Christ imagery all over the place.
So who would win when the blood is drawn? And in reality, I feel like they'd meet up in the street and be like, want to get some food? Yeah, okay.
That is kind of the thing, is like, both Mario and Sonic in their own way. Like, Mario is a lot more devoted into like gotta save the princess, gotta save the day. You know, I'm gonna be, you know, always going to work. And Sonic's like, I guess if I have to, but at the end of the day, they both are going to save the day. Like, they're both going to accept that hero's call. It's just that Mario kind of accepts it immediately, and Sonic's like, fine.
Mario's going to save the princess. Sonic is going to save the day while snarking the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is where, like, I think they fit really well in some form of game as rivals coming together to face a threat. Could be really really cool to see it as the only crossovers we've gotten are mini game or sport oriented.
Yeah.
And I guess you could count Smash as well, you know.
Yeah, but even then, the only Smash with a big story mode that has a good crossover is, I guess, Brawl and a little bit of Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Ultimate story mode doesn't really exist. And
it has a beginning and an end.
Yeah, and Brawl story mode, yeah, Mario's there the whole time. Sonic don't show up till the end.
Yeah, that's right, I forgot. He shows up at, like, the very end.
Which, mm-hmm. you know, sucks because, you know, going through the Great Maze would have been a lot better with him. Because he's fast.
Fast
as fuck, boy.
So, like, if we were to have a hypothetical video game that would have this crossover that would come out, it's very interesting that, you know, the popularity of these two franchises, because Mario has stayed consistent for the better part of 40 years, you know, pretty consistently being there. Even when maybe he hasn't having as many huge games, Mario has always been the center of video games. Sonic has disappeared several times in the video game overarching look at it, you know, partly in the late 90s because Sega was like, nobody wants any more Sonics. What do you mean Sonic Adventure sold? What? I'm so confused.
Meanwhile, that's basically what anyone wanted out of Sega at that point.
Yeah. And Sonic has only very recently reached the same heights he did because of the success of the movie and Frontiers.
And the second movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sonic has kind of had there's Sonic fans will be like, I've been a fan since day one, and you know, I made it through the dark ages, and I love, you know, they might say something like Sonic 06 is an underrated treasure. You don't know what you're talking about, Mason.
I made it through Sonic and the Black Knight with dignity,
but I think
the trenches.
But you know, while there are people who are absolutely huge Mario fans. You Sonic is more often the personality that people will take on, the Sonic, you know, like, oh yeah, look, I have all the Sonic stuff, things like that. And people's like, yeah, I play a lot of Mario. Mario's really cool. I get every new Mario game. I also play like this, and Sonic fans are like,
yeah,
there's only Sonic the Hedgehog. You must worship Sonic the Hedgehog. You must become a furry with me.
There it is.
No, we love Sonic fans. Some.
We control the hedgehogs.
But
control the foxes.
I think that the best way to like kind of summarize these two franchises and inevitably coming together is that they really are Mario is the last remaining mascot of the video game out there, a franchise continually made. But Sonic is, despite not having a true home console, is still one of the few remaining kind of secondary mascots out there.
Yeah.
Mario hasn't had to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic's been kicked in, his teeth's been kicked in, he's been drugged through the dirt, but this motherfucker keeps getting up.
You know, for a plumber, Mario hasn't had to work a day in his life. He's had it easy with his big rich parents at Nintendo. Yes, I'm saying Mario is a beneficiary of nepotism. I was brave enough to say it.
I mean, Mario was named after their landlord, so there is that.
Yeah.
In Seattle, named after his landlord.
After the man.
I don't think Sega was naming Sonic after their landlord. That'd be interesting if they were.
What landlord's name is Sonic? That'd be fucked.
I don't know, but I kind of want to live at that house now. But I think
Sonic was a landlord. He'd be a horrible landlord
and terrible.
A good landlord because he wouldn't give a shit. Like, you're 6 months late on rent. I don't fucking care.
He'd be pretty chill.
I think the only remaining thing to really talk about among the franchises and everything is that just how big casts each of these have kind of grown out of, that they grew out of like individual them versus a bad guy. Like Super Mario Bros. Is, yeah, you're trying to save the princess. Yeah, there are toads and there are villains, but it's primarily Mario versus King Koopa or Bowser. Sonic was in the original Sonic. Yeah, there's some villains around and things like that, but it's Sonic versus Robotnik or Eggman.
Meanwhile, the cast has evolved for both series.
As they grow, you know, you have Luigi introduced in, was he introduced in 2 or was he in 1 initially? He was in 1. Because he was in Mario Bros. Yeah, Super Mario Bros. Is a 2-player. But he's kind of just the skin change of Mario in that Luigi doesn't
swap.
Yeah, doesn't really become his own character till a little later on. And then Sonic 2, you have Tails introduction, obviously, and Knuckles. And then eventually the world explodes with adventure.
Yeah.
The world explodes with adventure. Mario would eventually get Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
He already knew Donkey Kong, but then new Donkey Kong would come back.
And... Mm-hmm. I think both of them, where their universes kind of exploded into these big expanded worlds, is once they both hit 3D.
Mm-hmm.
With
yes.
Adventure in 64.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Mario added maybe slightly more characters before that, but there were more big Mario 1, you know, main titles at that point. But yeah, they have big casts that just keep growing. Every single new game adds new characters to the fore and new different weird creatures to join Sonic.
Yeah.
But I think... as far as they go as franchises, it is something that is amazing that, you know, Mario has lasted 83 and now we're, you know, in the year of our Lord 2024 now. And, you know, that Mario is still kicking. And Sonic 91 also still kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Both having film franchises, big new recent titles, spinoffs. You know, and lots of other things. Yeah, there are more Mario games being pumped out yearly than there are Sonic games, but Sega's trying to pick up the pace with as many different games as they could release, it seems like. Again, and so, like, they are big franchises that still have a central mascot leading the way, and that is kind of unique in this landscape now.
Absolutely.
But yeah. There's a little bit on those two franchises, us kind of babbling on. You know, thank you for listening. And if you have anything you want to say about Sonic and Mario, leave a comment below here. Let us know. We'll be back here next time with a little bit more of our likes and dislikes of the franchises.
Gotta compare fast.